This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Custer County crews are making progress in their efforts to contain the Elk Run fire. Officials say the blaze near Argyle is now 95% contained. Hot temperatures, low relative humidity, and breezy conditions have prevented crews from reaching full containment. Crews will continue to battle the fire into the weekend. Portions of West River are under a red flag warning until 9 Mountain Time this evening. The warned area stretches from northern Oglala Lakota County to Harding County and also includes portions of northeast Wyoming. Cities in the warning include Wall, Buffalo, Spearfish, Lemon, and Newcastle, Wyoming. Greg Richards with the National Weather Service in Rapid City says a fire weather watch is in effect for the area Sunday. He says conditions continue to remain favorable for potential fires.
We're looking at temperatures Sunday. Well, it looks like in the upper 90s, around 100 in lots of places. And as we get the warm temperatures, the relative humidity drops down. A lot of places will be below 15%. And we've got winds increasing in the afternoon. Looks like maybe sustained winds at 25 to 30 miles an hour on Sunday afternoon.
Richard says the area is also seeing smoke from fires in Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. He says this is causing low visibility. Creighton University's Mid-America Business Conditions Index shows a growing regional economy, but South Dakota's numbers fell last month. The overall index rose to 57.5 in August. That's up by a point and a half from July. But South Dakota's numbers tumbled by more than 8 points to 45.5. Anything north of 50 is a sign of growth. Ernie Goss chairs the study. He says South Dakota is losing manufacturing jobs at a rate of about 1% a year, and non-manufacturing jobs are not making up the difference. Goss, a professor at Creighton, says he expects this trend to continue for the rest of 2017. More news at listen.sdpb.org. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.